It's very simple. good@cknw.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Sue. 280-9898. Sabrina.
Good afternoon, Bill. Last Monday, Premier DeSantis was on your program, and you put a question to him regarding what he thought about the recent BC Supreme Court decision finding his government discriminated against autistic children by not providing them with treatment.
Yeah.
And he agreed that the court case is a very important one, and he also agreed publicly on your show that the issue of autism treatment is a health issue as
yes,
opposed to a Ministry of Children and Family issue. And he went on to say that he would meet with the Minister of Health and he'd look into this important issue. Those are the assurances he gave you and he gave the people of BC last week. Well, in fact, what his government has been doing is completely the opposite. The Deputy Minister of Health refused to meet with the families, and the government filed an appeal less than 2 hours ago and is continuing to fight us on this issue.
Oh, my.
And now, while the Premier sounds reasonable when he's on the radio
yep.
in public, you know, in fact, his government is just as confrontational as the Clark government was. So I'm led to believe either one of two things. Either the Premier is either misleading the public by making it appear as though he wants to clean up the autism treatment program, or he's not really in control of his government and its senior bureaucrats. Neither are positive characteristics in a Premier as far as I'm concerned.
I must consider on reflecting on that interview, and I thought about it quite a bit that day, I found it very hard to accept after the fact that this premier would have had so little knowledge about a Supreme Court case where the judge came down so strongly on
That's
the
right.
in the favor of families and children with autism and was so blunt in her judgment when it came to dealing with the government.
And in fact, you should know that he was actually the Attorney General when the writ was filed. So he's known about this case from the very beginning.
Does the government present any argument for its appeal, why it's appealing? Because that was a slam-dunk judgment.
Yeah, let me tell you exactly what they said, and I'm reading it to you verbatim.
Marion Allen was the justice.
That's right. The decision of Madam Justice Allen, dated July 26, 2000, be set aside, and the petition be dismissed in whole. That's it. No reasons. They don't think she erred in law. Just in general, they just want it dismissed.
And she said in her judgment, as I recall, and I don't have it with me, but she said basically that the constitutional rights of those children to have adequate public health care provided had been denied.
That's right. She said basically that she found early intensive behavioral treatment is a medically necessary service and that the failure of the government to provide this constitutes direct discrimination and that they've breached the charter, section 15(1) of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
And by taking this to appeal, do they have an automatic right to appeal, or does a court have to look and see if their reasons for appeal are fair?
You know, I'm not a lawyer.
I think they can get to the appeal level.
Yeah, I think they can pretty easily.
So how long is this process going to take? Because now you've got a whole group of families
That's right.
who have some reason to hope because of the judgment from Justice Allen, and now they've got a government that's refusing to accept it.
Well,
and these people are in desperate shape, straits, many of them. You know, and this is the government that claims to take the high road when it comes to health care.
That's right.
It's abused the care of those families for years.
And, you know, it's funny. The NDP government, they talk about how they care about the most vulnerable in society and the working poor. Well, you know what? They don't care about special needs children. That's clear from their appeal to this. But I should mention that it's going to be probably, if they're appealing at this level, then what's going to stop them from appealing all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada? It could be 2 to 3 years until this gets through the court system. And at that point, that's 2 to 3 years of brain development that these children are not getting. I mean, this protocol needs to be started from the moment of diagnosis, from 18 months to 2 years of age.
Autism is a neurological disorder, correct?
That's correct.
Who, with any amount of common sense, could say that's not a health issue?
Absolutely, although at this point, children with autism have social workers rather than doctors. It's ridiculous. And he, on your show, even said it's a health issue. He agreed that it's a health issue.
Well, we'll play that tape back to him. You sent me an email, I believe. You did get a meeting with Gordon Campbell.
Yes, we did.
Because just so people know, I mean, that was an issue that I put to him as well.
That's correct.
And he committed on that to supporting the families with autistic kids, correct?
Do you know what he said actually to me? He said, normally people come to me with problems. You're coming to me with solutions. I like that.
Interesting. Well, keep in touch.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm sorry that you had that news to deliver, though I really am. I was truly hoping on this issue that the government would simply do the right thing.
Well, in a way,
it's not a left,
it's, colors, doesn't it?
It's not a left-right issue. This is just doing what's right for kids and for families, and it's a matter of you know, showing some compassion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very sad day. It's a very sad day for British Columbians.
Now, the province of Alberta provides funding for families.
That's correct. $45,000 to $60,000 per year for a moment of diagnosis.
And it's not because they're overtly generous. It's because they also were taken to court, only in the Alberta case, they abided by the court decision.
Yeah, this is an issue where the legislature is not respecting the power of the judiciary. They obviously do not respect what the judge has to say. I mean, her decision is tight. It's very, very clear. In Alberta, the civil servants, they realized they had lost, and they did the right thing. In British Columbia, they are basically digging in their heels and saying, we're not doing this.
Appreciate your time as always. Back with more calls on TalkBack after this.